Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A recount in the Dade County Commission District 1 race has officially concluded with no changes to the vote totals from the May 19th general primary election. The recount held yesterday at the Dade County Board of Elections office following a formal requested recount filed under Georgia election law. Jane Dixon maintained her narrow two-vote lead over Gene McBriar, 467 to 465. Candidate Robbie Ryan continued to receive the highest number of votes overall at 577. With the recount now complete, the District 1 Commission runoff race is officially set between Jane Dixon and Robbie Ryan in the upcoming June 16th general primary runoff election. Now, election officials say the recount was conducted in accordance with Georgia election law and state election board procedures following certification of the original election results. The Dade County Board of Elections is continuing to prepare for the June runoff. The Walker County Sheriff's Office has released additional information regarding the recent arrest of a Flintstone couple facing serious child abuse and trafficking-related charges. Our own Chris Goforth has more.
Authorities say 60-year-old David Rutherford and 43-year-old Heather Rutherford were arrested May 22nd in Ray County, Tennessee, with assistance from several law enforcement agencies in both Tennessee and Georgia. Investigators say warrants include charges of trafficking, rape, and aggravation. Sodomy. A search warrant was also executed at the couple's Flintstone home. The investigation remains ongoing. Officials say no additional details will be released at this time.
With the release, Walker County officials thank several law enforcement and victim advocacy agencies for assisting with the case, including the FBI offices in Dalton and Chattanooga, the GBI, the Sexual Assault Center, and the Children's Advocacy Center. The Impact Learning Center in Jackson County preparing for its annual Summer of Impact program, offering free community classes led by local students. The summer program features a variety of student-led classes covering topics such as friendship bracelet making, journaling, creative writing, scrapbooking, and other hands-on activities. Organizers say some classes are designed specifically for children and youth, while others are geared toward adults, giving community members of all ages a chance to participate in fun and educational activities during the summer months. Organizers say the program is designed to encourage creativity, leadership, and community involvement while providing free summer learning opportunities all across Jackson County. A new federal lawsuit filed by CVS Health over Tennessee's recently passed FairRx Act could eventually impact pharmacy access for communities across Tennessee and the greater Chattanooga region. CVS has filed a suit challenging the new law, signed recently by Governor Bill Lee. The legislation is designed to limit companies from owning pharmacy benefit managers, insurance companies, and retail pharmacies within the same corporate structure. Supporters of the FairRx Act say the measure is intended to increase fairness and transparency in prescription drug pricing while helping independent pharmacies compete with large corporations. CVS argues the law unfairly targets its business model and claims complying with the legislation could eventually force pharmacy closures across Tennessee by as soon as 2028. Many residents in Marion, Sequatchie, Hamilton, and surrounding counties rely on CVS pharmacies for prescription medications, over-the-counter products, vaccinations, and walk-in healthcare services. At this time, no store closures have been announced anywhere in the state of Tennessee. Legal experts say the battle in court could continue for years before a final outcome is reached. In sports, the Red Sox evened up the series with the Braves one game apiece after an 8-0 routing of the Braves last evening. The rubber game of the series is an afternoon game today at Fenway Park. Action starts with the pregame show at 2:55, the first pitch at 4:10 this afternoon here on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball for 30 years, Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.